Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your timeless couple, Jay and Renee Valentines.
Monday, November 11th, 2013.
And this is episode 134. Wow. That's what? A lot of episodes.
Yeah.
Man.
It is. Maybe we should start while we're ahead.
Nah, not yet. I still have some more stuff I want to talk about.
Okay. All right. We aren't done yet, everybody.
Yep. So this is Jay and Renee Valentine with Valentine Cast. We're a couple here in Louisville. And the intro music you're listening to is brought to us by Pretty Lights Music. I want to thank those guys for allowing us to use their music, which you can find at prettylightsmusic.com, where you can pay what you want and get the jams you need. So,
don't ask me, y'all. Just totally ignore what he just said and let's move on from that.
Yeah, let's move on. Well, how's everybody doing today?
Hey.
How are you?
I feel like I'm bringing down the spirit of the show.
Why?
Tired.
You're tired? Okay.
I've been so busy these past 3 weeks. I feel like I haven't had any downtime. And we were really busy this weekend.
Uh-huh. We were.
But as you all will see, we don't have anything to talk about, really.
We do not.
Short show.
It could be a short show.
Yay, you all?
You know what?
Maybe.
Maybe today.
Today.
Let's see. Hopefully,
just
I didn't.
Today.
Maybe today, I could potentially open up the Skype lines.
Yeah, people can call in if they want, but no one will call.
But
I am such an Eeyore.
You're an Eeyore, man?
I'm an Eeyore. No one calls. No one loves us.
All right.
Eeyore was my favorite.
He was. Well, I just want to just take a moment real quick. Not a moment, but I always want to just say thank you to our live chat room.
I do, yeah. And it's lively.
It is always lively.
There's always people talking in
it. They're giving us that energy. They're giving you the energy you need,
babe. They're feeding it.
I'm being
a succubus of our chat room.
A succubus.
That's me sucking the energy from the chat room. The bus sucking the bus. But I want to say hi to our chat room. We have... Zabi is in the house, and Muhogan is here. Clojamir, hello, Clojamir.
What's going on?
Hando is also in the house. Udella is here. Hi, Udella. And Diddy is also here. Hi, Diddy.
What's going on, everybody?
Hi, everybody.
So, everybody's been chatting along right before the show. We started, we kind of started up the live feed a little slow because, you know, with Renee and I being timeless, we were kind of hanging out on Timeless Isle.
You know, chilling out on Timeless Isle.
You know.
Kicking a little butt on Timeless Isle.
You know, getting a little, some loots and some coins. And
yeah, I still feel a little lost and wow. It is concerning me, but.
You are?
Yeah. I think I need to level an alt.
Yeah, if you decide to do one at 85, let me know. I think I'm gonna do my priest next.
Okay, tell me what level it is after the show, and we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we can figure out something. But let's go ahead and jump right into the weekend wrap up.
Weekend wrap up.
That's how you people say it, right?
Yes, sir. So, Diddy, I agree. Shadow Priest do rock. That was what I started out with back in 2006 or whatever year it all started. So this past weekend, we kicked off the weekend by me being on call Friday morning. I'm currently on call now. but I didn't let that to deter us from plans that Renee, I want to take Renee out on a date. So Renee, she wanted to go out and she wanted to have something good. And what does Renee like? Nothing other than California Pizza Kitchen.
I have a thing for California Pizza Kitchen and I can't let go.
Right. So, Renee, being the awesome wife that she is, timed it just right where she called. You can call ahead. They have call ahead seating. So she called ahead right when we was leaving, and we got seated right away. And she got her Thai crunch salad.
Oh my gosh, y'all. If you've never been, all right, one, you have to be not allergic to peanuts. And if you are, I feel sorry for you.
Yeah.
The Thai crunch salad is amazing. It has this Thai peanut dressing, and it tastes like spicy peanut butter, but in a dressing form. And it's so good, and I want another one right now.
Yeah.
It's so good, so I love it. And Jay had pizza.
Yeah, pizza, I had pizza. Their thin crust meat craver mm-hmm. pizza. I think the next time that I get it, I'm going to get the one of the meats replaced yeah. with bacon.
So, and...
Because it's a little greasy.
Yeah, it's a little greasy. And for those of y'all who don't know, I used to work at that same exact California Pizza Kitchen. And as I've gone in over the years, I see less and less people that I know. And when I went last night, or Friday night, I saw one person that I know. It's... You know, things change, especially there's high turnover in restaurants. But it's kind of sad because there's a lot of good times I had there, but not that I want to serve again. But
good times.
There, when I was working there, you had to wear a tie, girls and guys,
yes.
a button-up white shirt, black pants, and mm-hmm. black shoes.
You did.
Now they get to wear
jeans
in a different color button-up, no tie, tennis yep. shoes.
It's pretty laid back, and the music was louder.
The music was louder. The menus were less formal. Everything was less formal.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, darn it. How come I couldn't work with less formal?
Yeah, you missed the...
And the food's even more expensive, so I could have got tipped more.
Hey, but look at this, though. I mean, you work at a job where you can wear jeans and everything else.
I know? I get to wear jeans and t-shirt every single day if I want to.
And see, for me, if I'm in my building, I can wear jeans... And a button down,
which is
well not a button down, but a polo shirt,
which is pretty good. Awesome.
It's pretty awesome. I'm not complaining.
I'd be cool with that if I had to do that.
But tomorrow I have to go in for some workshop stuff, so I'm gonna be in another building, so I have to dress as business casual. How awesome is that?
That is awesome. And
no, it's not.
You look good though, and you have the clothes to do it. It's not like you don't
yeah,
have the clothes.
I know. I don't get to wear them often, but yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah, and serving is one of those things. It's just something you have to experience.
Yeah.
Either you're good at it and you like it, or you know. I mean, I liked serving for what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go back, but I liked serving for what it was. There are some things I miss about it. The people, the most. The people were fun. So it was a fun job.
Well, that's cool. That's cool.
But anyway, so that was super fun for CPK date night.
And then after we finished eating, we went and grabbed Kim, her sister, real quick. And where did we go next?
We went to go pick up my sister, Deidre.
Yay. Deidre came into town.
Deidre came into town, which is awesome.
Yeah, because her mom, their mom, for all of October during her birthday, it was a celebration for... Everything, you know, the whole month meant that she was celebrating her birthday. So Deidre had came back into town, and they had some mother-daughter time, went and got mm-hmm. some massages and pedicures and manicures and stuff like that, and really just came up and spent time with the family and stuff. So, and Deidre also was on the hook to plan the family, quote-unquote, plan the family dinner. For everyone.
That was her planning.
Yeah, so I think the big thing is with the planning, the family dinner is you're pretty much asking what everybody's bringing.
How you plan.
You're pretty much the person that's getting on to everybody about bringing stuff, and if it doesn't work out right, you're probably going to be blamed that it didn't work out right. So.
But I decided to change it up because Renee changes it up. But I'll talk about that when we talk about our family. Well, you know what? We can't talk about that.
Yep. Okay.
First, we had an awesome time chilling.
We did.
Was it Friday night?
It was Friday night.
Everybody fell asleep. It was
over
great.
There, except for me and Dad and Demetrius. Yeah. You know, all the guys were awake. But Mom kept saying she was awake. But, you know, whatever.
She was the me awake. I'm up.
I'm not asleep. I'm not asleep. You know, one of those things.
It was great.
So we were there Friday night, and then Saturday we went over for dinner, and we stayed there pretty late as well, didn't we?
Yeah, we stayed there until like
11.
It was like 1.
Oh wow!
We all stayed over there till 1, but normally family dinners consist of regular down home food.
Right. Like, right.
We'll have mashed potatoes and green beans and macaroni and cheese and rice, ham, butter beans, that kind of thing.
Right.
I decided to change it up, and I was like, I'm going to bring chicken enchiladas. And so then people had to coordinate kind of what I was – I mean, I wouldn't have minded, you know, green beans and chicken enchiladas.
Right, right.
People like things to coordinate. So Jay made some black beans, which were awesome.
I did. I made black beans again.
Deidre made rice with the black beans.
Did we ever talk about the black beans on the show?
Me doing no, the, I don't think we talked about black beans.
Oh, we'll talk about that in food, maybe. Yeah.
We'll talk about that in food. Danielle made this Mexican cornbread that made Jay swoon.
She did. It's just like my grandmother's Mexican cornbread.
I haven't seen you that happy since you asked me to marry you.
I know.
Or, no, the last time was when we went to your grandma's and you had Mexican cornbread.
Right. That sounds about right.
Clojamere's never had black beans.
Oh, okay.
That's a shot to my heart, Clojamere.
Why is that?
I don't even know how that's possible.
Black beans is a new thing.
It is not.
Yeah, it is.
It is not.
It is.
It is not.
Oh, Renee.
New thing is in when? New thing is in the last 15 years. Black beans. All right. When were black beans invented? Is that what you're going to say?
I'm looking it up. Keep talking.
Black beans have been around forever. And Diddy has made brownies out of black beans.
Yes.
Diddy? That sounds kind of gross.
Someone else gave me a recipe for black beans.
Now, what's the purpose? To make it moist?
No, it cuts the calories back.
It's healthy.
It's healthy. Yeah. And I'm trying to remember who it was that shared that recipe with me.
Never been anywhere that had them. Clojamere. That. So do you not go to Chipotle or Qdoba? Or Moe's. No flour. So that cuts out the flour. So that cuts out some calories. So that makes sense, Diddy. Oh, Clojamere doesn't have those. Where are you from again, Clojamere? See, I don't know. See, I don't remember anything. So I guess, I'm horrible.
What?
I was asking Clojamere. Central PA. There's no burrito places in Central PA. That makes me sad.
Oh yeah. So there's no Waffle House up there either.
Well, that's the ultimate.
Well, because you know
tragedy.
Because Jeff lives up there. So
that's the ultimate tragedy. No Waffle House.
So the black bean brownies. I'm gonna share this in the group chat.
I love brownies and I love black beans and I'm usually open.
Yes. Someone said it was pretty good. It's more fudgy than It's more fudgy.
And I assume you can't taste the black beans.
No, you can't taste the black beans. I actually thought about making these.
But?
I don't know. I mean, I just learned about it last week. So, I'm going to read this real quick. Okay, the person says, okay, I admit the thought of black bean brownies completely disgusts me when I first heard of them, which, Renee, it feels the same way. Mm-hmm. Brownies made of black beans? Really? This just does not sound appetizing. When I think of black beans, I think of Mexican food, not dessert. Don't get me wrong. I love black beans. It took me forever to try a black bean brownie recipe because if I convinced myself they were going to be gross. And it helps people with gluten, if I'm thinking right. So did the person... the person liked it. So, pretty much. I'd be willing to try it.
I will be willing to try a lot of things. So,
got one can of black beans, two eggs, vegetable oils, sugar, cocoa powder, baking powder, salt, vanilla, and chocolate chips. I don't know.
Yeah. So, Jay, well, you all heard on the show, Jay's going to make black bean brownies.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. Yeah, but, Moe's doesn't put a lot of salt on their food. So if you go to
So the burrito places, I guess for those that are listening, there's a discussion in the chat room about burrito places, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here in Louisville, we have Chipotle, Qdoba, Moe's. We also have Sarista, the one that does the natural... near the comic book store.
Sarsarita.
Yep.
Does that count?
Yeah.
Yes, Sarsarita counts. We haven't been there. Then it's time to go there.
We have been there.
In a while.
Okay, yeah, we haven't been there in a while. So, out of all of those, Moe's, they don't season their stuff and they don't have a lot of salt compared to the others.
Yeah.
Where with, and most of them, I think, is Qdoba, do they do organic or not organic? You know what I'm talking about.
I don't think so.
Like farm-raised beef and stuff like that instead of the other type.
No, not like Chipotle. Chipotle makes them seem like they're the godsend to, like cows love to die for their burritos. That's what Chipotle makes it seem like.
Oh, well, I mean, Moe's also says that they do grass-fed beef and stuff like that.
I love burritos. I can talk about burritos all show. Sorry, y'all. Burritos. Anyway, so we had chicken enchiladas, and my dad, and it had spinach in it, and my dad even ate it.
Yeah.
My dad ate chicken and spinach enchiladas, which is, that's unheard of.
I think he was trying to prove something.
Probably.
Which is fine.
If he gets healthy food in him, he can try to prove something all day long. Right. I don't care. So, yeah. Everybody liked, and someone made tacos, and I was sad because I was too full for a taco.
You know how I did the taco, right?
Yeah, I
broke up a shell and put some taco meat on stuff. Yeah, so I mean little ghetto nachos and stuff like that.
Nachos.
So it was it was funny because we thought we were going to have all this food left over.
Mm-hmm. We didn't have a ton.
We didn't have a ton of food left over because everybody ate everything, which was cool. And then on Sunday, this was when Deidre was going to leave. We went by, picked Deidre up. Then we all went out to dinner at Buckhead's.
Which is awesome.
Which was awesome. They had $3 Bloody Marys. Mm-mm-mm. So I got some Bloody Mary. I got a Bloody Mary because they were $3 and they were really good. And then we ate. And then afterwards, when everybody said their byes except for the sisters and myself, because mom and dad had to go somewhere, we went next door to Honey Brothers Coffee. And we had some coffee. And did anybody have a dessert or pastry?
We just had coffee.
So we had coffee, and we were all chit-chatting everything before Deidre had to fly out. And then we dropped Deidre off for her to go flying.
It was sad.
And then as we were driving back home, Renee and I were like, we were going to go see Thor.
We were all set.
Thor 2. But we were like, man, we are so tired. You know, and then we spent a good amount of time with your family, which was great.
It was good. Yeah.
But it was a lot of time. So it was like, it was like 14 or 16 hours or something like that for the whole weekend. So, and we also raked the yard. And
we did way too much stuff. Yeah.
And then, so I went and bought a blower / leaf vac
because Jay felt the need to,
because I got dad one for Christmas
and then enviousness came up,
right? And actually when I bought dad's, I said I'm going to eventually buy me one of these. And so then Friday was when your dad reminded me, because he said I used the vac part of the blower this time. He was like, that thing is awesome. And Friday, I was out there raking, like, manually and stuff like that. And I said, you know what? Saturday morning, waking up, going to Home Depot, and I'm buying a shop. I'm buying the blower slash vac.
Jay was determined.
I was. And I went and picked it up and we used it. It's fun. It was awesome. I felt like I was a leaf buster or something, you know, sucking up the leaves and dumping in the bag, and Renee got to use it. See, I even shared. You were surprised. I'm sure.
Jay does not share his gadgets. If he gets a gadget for the yard or a tool,
I'll let you use it.
Most of the time, you like to keep it close to the chest.
I do, but I wanted to make a change, and I tried this time. So I did well.
Proud of you.
You should be proud of me and not giving me a hard time.
Hey, I'm proud. I'm proud of you.
Right.
Proud of you.
Cool.
So yeah, so it was cool. So it was a busy weekend, which we didn't do much. But yeah, cool.
I'll admit, if you have a big yard, and I would tell you, the Friday when I manually did the leaves, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had two bags and three trash cans full of leaves. And then I did the same amount the day after, and it only ended up being like three bags because it chops them up and all the other stuff. It was awesome. All right, let's go ahead and jump right into some media.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
So
we hit a bump in the road.
Yeah, I wonder if, because you remember, I'm not sure if you all remember just the slump we went through with watching the Pick of the Week.
We didn't watch Pick of the Week for a long time,
and it all started around the holidays, if I remember correctly. And I don't want to hit that slump.
Yeah.
I don't want to hit that slump again. We didn't get to watch Prince of Broadway, which we were very, 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 very excited about. Do we want to roll for this week, or do we want to just say we're going to watch Prince?
We're going to watch Prince of Broadway. Thank you, Hando. I know you'd be there for us.
All right. So we're not going to do like we did last time where we were like, oh, we're just going to double up this week. But
I think it's going to be a busy week.
It's going to be a busy week.
So no,
we're not going to double up. So we have Prince of Broadway that we're going to watch. We're also going to be watching Thor this week because we're supposed to talk about it on Gaming After Dark on Thursday.
So I don't know when we're going to watch that. I am still at a loss.
Yeah. So we're supposed to. And then tomorrow, we're guesting on a podcast where Aaron from the Black Astronauts podcast is going to be interviewing us.
Yeah.
So we'll
be pimping that out when that comes out.
So I think, we may have to go tomorrow.
And work around the time.
Or whenever you do Orange is the New Black podcast.
Kind of work around that.
We can work around that. So whatever time you ladies do that, maybe we end up going earlier. And it's kind of rough with me being on call and everything.
Yeah.
A little
bit. Maybe we'll try to figure something out.
Oh, goodness. It's just, I'm telling you all, it is just.
Being an adult, I thought when I was going to be an adult, I would have so much time to do what I wanted to do. That's not true. Don't y'all. Hey, if you're a teenager and you think that when you get to be an adult, you can just have all this time to watch movies and no, that
right.
doesn't happen if
right.
you're involved in other things. So just keep that in mind.
So do you have a recipe folder, Renee?
For what?
For your bookmarks and stuff.
Yeah, I do.
You do? That's awesome.
Do
babe.
You?
I just made one. And so also... How's that?
Congratulations, Jay.
How's that for taking the discussion somewhere else? Also, this week, this started on this past Friday, was BlizzCon. So it was the big announcement of the next expansion, which is titled Warlords of Draenor. So the premise is Garrosh, you know, after being captured and serving time, he got buddy-buddy with Chromie, if I'm thinking right.
Cromie's his homie?
Yep, Cromie's his homie.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, Cromie is his homie. She is his homie. And went back in time to back when, right before the orcs were drinking the fel blood and stuff like that. And so basically he's going back to see if he can change the outcome of the orcs and the horde and make the horde the real horde, the Iron Horde. But they did say that Garrosh is not going to be the main villain. He's just going to be the catalyst to kick things off. So Renee and I got the virtual ticket.
Right. We have never been to BlizzCon, and I don't see us going to BlizzCon for a while yet. And we were sad.
This is
like the first year that I found myself really wanting to be there.
Really?
And I was really sad.
My feeling of wanting to be there lasted for about 30 minutes. You know, after I seen a bunch of posts and it was Friday. And I know, and part of me thinks it was because I was on call as well. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, oh, I'm on call. Rawr. And, you know, I can't do a whole lot right now.
Yeah, but there was so much news. So that was the big news for us.
That was. And then they also announced Heroes of the Storm, which is a multi-online battle arena, which is like your Leagues of Legends, Smite type games, where it's kind of PvP. They announced that. They also told us some changes that they were making with Hearthstone. Talked about that. Open beta for Hearthstone.
So
if you don't have a key.
Right. So I signed up for the beta for Heroes of Storm.
Mm-hmm.
So if I get a beta key, I'm going to give it out on the show.
Right.
So right. If I get one, because I don't plan on using it.
Yep. And then also, they talked about some changes with Diablo, and they talked about the World of Warcraft movie. Hey, we have to finish watching some of the BlizzCon stuff.
We didn't get to watch all of BlizzCon stuff. So, yeah, we're going to have to do that. But, I would have liked to see it in person, but Nerdtacular, like Muhogan says, it is that's our trip of choice.
Yep, yep.
If I had to choose between BlizzCon and Nerdtacular, I'd choose Nerdtacular over and over again.
Now, so what about DragonCon?
I'd choose Nerdtacular over DragonCon.
No, DragonCon and BlizzCon.
Oh, that's tough.
So we could have, well, we bought our tickets ahead of time.
Yeah.
I'll just
like, if we don't buy our tickets for DragonCon.
But it's only $65.
Yeah, it's only $65. We can stay with Deidre.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a little tough. BlizzCon is way expensive.
And then, too, we also went to the family fishing trip this year as well. So,
in a few years, maybe, I'll think about it. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. We also been playing a lot of, we did get to play some World of Warcraft. Renee, you got your second 90.
Yeah, I got my second 90.
So you got your Dynamic Duo achievement.
I did.
Were you surprised when it happened?
Yeah, I was like, oh, I get an achievement for this. Okay, well, that's nice.
Yep.
So I got my second 90 because, and I've talked to Jay about this, I feel a little lost in World of Warcraft right now.
Oh, we've been disconnected for so long, yeah, babe. I mean,
feel like I'm drifting in that game.
We stopped playing around right at 5.1. Maybe before that. I mean, we raided a little bit in the original part of MOP, and then we just got busy with life.
Yeah.
And we just kind of stopped after that.
So I log on, and I'm like, I have nothing to do, nothing to work towards.
Yeah.
I used to raid, so I used to work towards bettering my gear for raiding. Now I'm bettering my gear, but for what?
For LFR and just for giggles.
Just for giggles.
You know?
So, yeah, and I don't know. And it's sad because I used to feel like such a purpose.
Yeah.
So,
well, my purpose right now is kind of there's some rare items you can get from the rare mobs on Timeless Isle and stuff.
Maybe
like
I should make my purpose getting all the rares.
Yeah, that's achievement for that.
So maybe I can make that my purpose. I'll just start camping places because things die in like a matter of seconds. So if you aren't there,
right,
then you lose out. So maybe I'll try something like that. So,
And then we've been doing LFR and stuff too. So,
so I'm saying right here, and we'll see what happens, but I want to raid in the next expansion. I miss raiding, and I hope my life calms down a bit by the time the expansion comes. I hope it's calm enough when the expansion comes out to raid.
Right.
But I doubt it, but I want to. So, yeah. BlizzCon looked amazing. And
it did.
WoW always have a place in our hearts. And yeah, so I loved all the pictures of everybody. They had Greg Ghostcrawler Street on and Russell Burr on their instance. Yep. And that was awesome. So.
We haven't even had a chance to watch the costume contest.
No, and I heard it was awesome. I saw a couple of
pics. Did you see the female Lich King?
No. I saw the Tuskar.
Oh, I had to see if
it was a good one. He looked like a little stuffed animal.
Well, the female Lich King. She did the whole stereo. Okay, she didn't have a lot of armor on.
But Diddy says he feels inferior when he raids sometimes, but it just depends who you're raiding with. And that really made me get better as a player because right. I had to carry my weight. So I researched to make sure that I was doing everything correctly. And my reaction time is terrible.
Right.
Terrible. Right. So yeah, so BlizzCon, it was awesome. You can still buy the retro ticket.
And you have 2 weeks to watch it all?
2 weeks to watch it all. So, BlizzCon. Yay.
Yep, here we go. I'm getting ready to put in the chat for everyone. I was going to show this to you at work, but I said
that's good you didn't show it to me at work.
I was like, I probably shouldn't show this to you at work.
No, she doesn't have any clothes on.
So, that is the female Lich King.
She doesn't have any clothes on. Did she win?
I don't know.
Probably. She doesn't have any clothes on.
She has on boots.
She barely has on clothes.
She has on boots, babe.
She barely has on clothes.
She has on shoulder pads.
Oh, those boots. Yeah, those boots and shoulder pads. Yeah, without that, she
and
she
her have any gauntlets.
She didn't win. Yeah, that's good.
Renita said that's good.
No, it's. I mean, her outfit is awesome.
I have a feeling. I'm wondering if the crowd went eight. But crazy.
Probably. I'm sure we'll see it when she comes up. Probably the crowds are, you think it's probably 30% women, 70 men? You think it's more men than that?
I don't know.
I wonder what the crowd, what the makeup of BlizzCon is.
I don't know.
But.
So, do you have anything else that?
No, I have, I'm still playing Alice. Got a little further in that. That mm-hmm. game has its tough moments, but yeah, I like the platforming the best.
That's good. That's good.
I'm making my way.
The fridge is not prepared.
We didn't talk about Tiny Death Star.
We didn't talk about Tiny Death Star. You wanna rewind? The fridge is not prepared, did you?
But you said the fridge is not prepared, but you didn't say it back. Okay. No. I just want to say, those of y'all who don't know, Tiny Death Star is basically
Tiny Tower,
but with a Star Wars skin.
With the Lucas license.
If you like Tiny Tower, you like Star Wars, you'll like this.
Yeah.
If you don't like Tiny Tower, you won't like this. And so, just putting it out there.
I'm gonna turn this up for everybody.
The music is good.
Because the music is amazing. And volume's there, and I'm going to Death Star.
I waited to download this because I don't even need another play and wait, but...
Right. So...
I got drawn in. It's all Jay's fault. All
right, here we go. Here we go. This is Tiny Death Star. Come on.
You have to... Yeah.
Come on.
I could have been talking still. Well, so anyway... Well,
keep talking. You can see.
I am talking. So this is... It's like jazz.
Yeah.
And the elevator, when it goes up, sounds like the elevator.
So, yeah.
If you like those kind of play and waits, you'll like it. It's just one of those. I don't ever spend extra money on it because I'm cheap. So, there you go. So now, the fridge is not prepared. All right.
So, this is weight loss week 69.
Sexy week.
Sexy is 69.
That's a sexy weight loss week.
It is. And, I lost 0.2 pounds.
Yay.
I'm down a total of 110.2.
Yay.
Renee.
Has maintained.
You maintain.
I'm be maintaining
for a while.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I mean, technically, I met my goal, but
right,
you know, I could lose a few more pounds here and there.
I mean, you hovering in the same range.
I think I'm at my natural weight, but
you know,
I wouldn't mind a little.
I've been trying to figure out how to find out what your natural weight is.
I don't know how you find out, but I know when I eat normal, that's the weight I tend to stay at. That's the weight I come. I gravitate around. I'm not like when I'm not trying to, like when I don't really watch what I eat really closely.
Mm-hmm.
That's the weight I stay around.
Okay.
I go up and down around that weight. So I don't know.
All right. So we have a Valentine total weight loss of 200.2 pounds.
Woo!
And Renee has the frog pants total.
I do. We had some people join the club. Join the Frog Pants Lose It group.
And I want to say, just real quick, mm-hmm. thanks to Chinbear for last Tuesday. He actually shouted out the Frog Pants Lose It group.
And that's probably where the new people came from.
Yep.
We have 153 people have lost 950 pounds. That's 6.2 pounds per person, and that's amazing.
Yep.
Oh, so close to 1,000 pounds. That's awesome.
I know.
How much is a ton?
Ton is 2,000
pounds. 2,000
pounds. So we're almost at a half.
Almost at a half a ton.
And we started this from Nerdtacular 2014.
Yep. So we still got a while to go. So we can definitely, I think we can do a ton.
Oh, yeah.
By Nerdtacular. So.
And if you want to join the Lose It group, head over to facebook.com/groups/frogpantslosit and ask to join the group, and we'll get you there. And then you'll also find in the pinned post where are in the group information. Where you can join the group on actual losing and stuff. But a lot of the talking and encouragement happens on the Facebook group now. So definitely, if you're looking to do something like that, head on over there. Are we going to do a try this?
It's up there.
Yeah, okay.
We'll do it next week.
We'll do it next week.
We'll stretch it out.
Yeah, because actually, we should do it next week because I ate the... rest of the
rest of the Tim Tams?
Yeah.
With coffee?
Yeah.
Did you do Tim Tam Slam?
I did not because I don't want to get messy. So
I'm up all night to get messy.
I'm up all night to get messy. Oh, yeah, we can talk about this after we hear a little bit of Mr. Feisty. All right. Before birthdays, let's say congratulations to OMF and Karen.
Yeah, we didn't say congratulations. We did.
They had
it was last Tuesday.
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
Oh man,
it's past Tuesday. It's going to be a week tomorrow.
Yeah, so we'll say congratulations. Jay is right.
Yep. So we're going to say congratulations to Karen and Brandon Matthews, that's old man Franks and old lady Franks, their daughter Amelie. Well, her nickname is Amy.
Amy
was born on Tuesday. She was 8 pounds and 4 ounces, if I'm thinking correct. She's kind of, you know, they're trying to get her oxygen levels great and getting off the assist and stuff like that. So send your great thoughts and stuff like that to them, if you would. Go ahead and do the birthdays real quick.
I have some birthdays, y'all. Some people from the Tadpool and everything. Yes, Carolyn Schreiner's birthday is Friday. John Shumway's birthday is Saturday. Miss Karen Matthews, who just had the baby, is Saturday. And Ben Myers, is that Pigeon?
Yeah, it's
I keep saying
Clay Pigeon.
I keep wanting to say Pigeon Forge. Clay Pigeon's birthday is Sunday.
We should go to Pigeon Forge.
We should go to Pigeon Forge. It'd be something to talk about.
And then also, we want to say congratulations to Aaron from the Black Astronauts podcast. He found out today that he is going to have
a baby girl.
A baby girl.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, man, if you need somebody to go with you to get your concealing license art.
I don't know why people say this. Because it's so sexist.
It's not sexist.
It is so sexist to say, yeah, I need a gun to protect my daughter.
That's right. That's what we're supposed to do. That's what we
I think it's sexist.
It's not sexist. You think everything's sexist. But
that's because most things are.
Renee's sexist because she thinks boys. She thinks boys just destroy everything.
Now, I have not heard the contrary of this. No one says this is not true. People are like, yes, but people who have sons, they but say don't you yes, see the, their sons but don't are you destructive.
See the, don't you see the sexiness, the sexist the of sex. That? Do you see that of that? Because they say girls can't do that?
No, they can.
But no.
And they do. But boys tend toward the destructive.
No. See, it's just sexist.
It's not sexist. If it's boys tend to be taller on average, is this true?
I don't know.
Yes, it's true.
But that's more growth stuff. So, well, that's scientific. So, what's scientific of saying boys are
their brain patterns?
What's the scientific evidence?
Okay, I'm gonna find it.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying all boys are destructive. They aren't. They aren't.
Sure, you are.
No, but if I have a boy, there's a likely chance he'll be destructive.
You're gonna be sad.
I won't be sad.
Renee's gonna be sad.
If I ever had a son, I would not be sad.
She would be sad.
Not be sad.
You will.
I would do my best to make sure that that boy was respectful and knows how to sit down and not run into a wall at full speed and not.
What if he wants to punch run into a wall?
Or
what if he wants to run into a wall?
Throw a controller speed? Or if he
okay, you've thrown a controller before.
Did I throw? I've thrown a book.
You thrown a book. You thrown a controller as well, Renee.
I didn't throw a controller.
Okay.
Down on the bed doesn't count.
Why not?
Because it's on the bed and it's soft.
Okay. All right.
Hando said, was I destructive? Let's ask all the things I set on fire.
That's Hando.
Moo Hogan said, my brother and I destroyed everything around us.
But that's them.
I'm just saying, you dealt us with me. Boys are destructive.
I didn't destroy everything. I took stuff
you
apart.
You were the...
I took stuff apart and I put it back together. Because I wanted to know how to take
you
stuff.
You were the exception. Lucky you.
No. Why is that lucky?
My dad was horrible. I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there.
Oh, y'all horrible.
Can't just put stuff out there?
Sexist.
See, Clojamir said that he would have died by his father's hands if he had destroyed anything.
Yeah, see?
I would have too. But so yeah, it's been a wonderful show, a little short show. The Valentines are crazy busy and tired, so we apologize for the length of the podcast, but we enjoyed being here. My Monday doesn't always feel complete unless I come in and say hi to everybody. You all are like family. You are our family. I got families.
Yep.
Yeah. I told my coworkers how many tweets we had, and they were like, all wow.
Right. Oh, here we go. I got something right here.
What?
All right. So,
what you got?
So I'm looking at this thing called Caring for Boys versus Girls.
Oh, my gosh. See?
They don't say, oh, my God, because you're the one.
I said, oh, my gosh.
You're the one.
I said, oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Whatever. OMG. Oh, my garage or whatever.
I should start saying, oh, my garage.
So, I'm going to go through this, and I'm going to see how mad you get about it. Because, now, they're going to say some things that's going to be kind of in line with what you're saying. Boys are more destructive. But they're also going to say some things that's going to tick you off because you're going to say, well, girls aren't as physical as boys.
Mm.
See there? See, you take pieces that you don't that you want.
Girls tend to now it's physical. I wonder what they mean by that. But continue.
So boys may hear and see somewhat different than girls. Girls' hearing is more sensitive than boys' hearing.
Okay.
Boys have more trouble hearing high pitched women's voices than lower pitched men's voices. So that's probably why they don't listen to their moms because they can't hear it.
I have a low voice, so he would have no excuse.
Boys rely more on cues than voices. Girls are interested in faces while boys are interested in moving objects.
Okay.
Boys and girls are both more human than they are gendered. Does that make sense?
Okay.
They're more human. They're not gendered. That is, when it comes to their psychological, they are more alike than they are different.
Mm-hmm.
It is also true that individual variations, such as difference in temperament, mean that there is a huge range of what is boy and what is girl. Girls, on average, take to language more quickly than boys, process language faster, and use it more in their own social lives. Girls, on average, are more fluent verbally. Girls tend to have better fine motor skills. Boys are, on average, stronger, greater ratio of muscle to body mass, have better gross motor skills. They throw a ball better. They may not be evident by, it may not be evident by 2 years old, but it is clear by 4. Boys, on average, are more physically active, more impulsive, and immature in comparison to girls of the same age. Girls are physically able to sit longer and listen to words. Boys are far more restless.
Okay.
By school age, 3/4 of the boys class.
I mean, so you don't deny this, right?
No.
Okay. So I was right. They're a little more destructive.
You say destructive. There's a negative tone to that. Do you realize there's a negative tone to that?
Oh, yeah.
There
is.
You know, if I call, most women are homely. You know,
most women are homely.
I mean, there's a negative tone to that. And it would spark those feelings.
Yeah, but girls have, yes. But yes, I agree with Udella and Clojamir. Girls tend to have the drama.
I've always said that.
Yeah.
And they're sneaky.
Yeah.
Girls are sneakier.
So you have to decide, do you want destructive or do you want sneaky?
You know I don't like sneaky.
I'd rather have sneaky. Because I know how to deal with that.
But hey,
it could be, you know what? You can't depend on any one thing to tell you how your child's going to be. My child could be totally opposite of what I ever think it is. But I'm just kind of going with what I kind of, all I have to go on is what.
Yeah.
Is majority so true.
I want you to stop saying destructive.
Yes. I will stop boys are destructive.
I want you to change your vocab.
Energetic.
Or physically active.
Okay.
Why could you say that?
I don't know. I don't like that.
Why?
Anyway, so if you want to contact us and like tell that, me how crazy Jay is.
She doesn't like that.
You can. I'm trying to tell people how to reach us.
Because you won't let me finish. Renee, that is a debate way of keeping me from saying my point by pushing forward. And you know that.
What is your point?
My point is.
What is your point?
See, and you do that because I make me forget what the hell I'm about to say.
No, I did not.
Because I cannot remember what the hell I'm about to say.
That was not a tactical move.
It's horrible.
What was your point? I
can't remember.
I am so nice and
I can't remember
polite.
What I'm
saying. I will allow. Well, then you can't. Say that I didn't allow you to have your point.
Yeah, because I you kept trying to talk over me.
I did not talk over you. You can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. We have our show notes and everything there. The podcast Twitter feed is valentinecast. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/valentinecast. You can also call us at 415-75VCAST. That's 415-758-2278.
Video can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineClass. My Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's TheCaoBoy. And Renee's Twitter feed is The Ice Flow. And I'm not trying to win. I'm just trying to get you to understand what I'm saying.
I know. You win all the time.
No, I don't.
He wins most of the arguments because I tend to forget things, so he tends to win. So
no. Oh, so you tell me I forget, I win on technicality?
No, of course not. No, you said that.
Nah, so gender-based stereotypes, the most destructive stereotypes for boys are that they are born strong and tough, and that they need to be treated in the way in ways that will turn them into men. The most destructive stereotype for girls is that they need to be constantly protected, which you said about me getting a carrier's permit.
Yeah.
The best you can do for boys is to teach them good manners and empathy for others. Empathy is what keeps someone from exploiting others. Challenge girls to take risks. Challenge them to hold the snake, handle the mouse, and encourage them to play sports competitively or swing on the high bar in gymnastics. So, there's some good stuff there. All right. You all have a great week. I know people have probably felt uncomfortable.
What?
At the tail end.
Why?
Because we were going head to head.
Oh, you always win.
No, I don't.
I just concede.
Whatever. I'm not trying to win.
Hey, Aaron. Oh. All
right.
Hi, Aaron.
We'll talk to you all later.
Congratulations.
Woo!
You missed the
big gender debate.
I know.
On kids.
I know, and you started it.
You did. We're out of here. I win legitly, not on technicality.